And so I didn't realize that I was shut down and numb until, wow, that day that I had this full body orgasm. Because for one, to experience that full body orgasm, but then two, to feel that level of aliveness. Wow, what a contrast. It really showed me that I wasn't living alive.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we inspire and activate women in their power and their magnetism and their bliss and their radiance and their authenticity in them and who they truly, truly are. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. And this is the first solo episode. I said that right. Solo episode. How fun is that? First one. So this will come out also weekly. And in these sessions, it's much more about my connection to you as the audience. Coming in here in this place, I'm going to be sharing with you stories, insights, wisdoms, just various things that desire to come through me. And I'm hoping you feel like a more of an intimate container, just you and me. So let's begin. You know, I used to be really numb. And when I say numb, there was a point in my life, I think it was like in 2005, where I realized that I didn't really enjoy life. Even the things that I did that I enjoyed, I didn't really enjoy. And it was a level of awareness that was brought to me by my higher self. And it was kind of heartbreaking when I first saw it. At the time, I was living in Southern California. I've been highly nomadic all my life. I've lived all over the world. And I was living in San Diego, and we were avid rock climbers. And I loved being outside, outdoors. We had a great group of friends that we would go with. And yet there was a part of me that just didn't want to engage with any of it. When I first noticed that, I was kind of surprised. I didn't really know what to think about it. I absolutely did not know how to go about changing it. Fast forward to later in my life, at that time in San Diego, I was with my later-to-be husband, and we moved to Costa Rica, we moved to Maui, we got married in Maui, we moved to Colorado and, you know, bought a house and had children, and I became very, very sick. I became sick. I don't actually remember. I think it was right before having kids. And then it really started to deteriorate. I went to loads of doctors, you know, loads of different doctors, and they couldn't find anything. I finally found a woman who was an integrative medicine doctor, and she was really able to help me. And the truth of it was that I was going through an awakening, and I was starting to really unlock energies within myself, and I was starting to open up energies, and I wasn't aware that that was happening. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick. And in 2013, I don't know if it was 2013 or 2015, so just so you know, I might use those dates interchangeably if you ever hear me talk about this. I haven't gone back in to find the exact year, something around that. I had a spontaneous Kundalini awakening. So at the time, I did not know what Kundalini was. And I was working on horses. So I was doing physical therapy to the horses, meaning I would work on their bodies. They were teaching me a lot about energy and healing. Meantime, I was indeed meditating. I had was fairly new to it, but I was practicing every day. And I got in my car and I was driving, and my higher self said to me, "Om," three times. I didn't om as a regular practice. I knew what it was, but it wasn't something that I did. And I knew what it was, so I did it. I said, "Okay," and so I went, "Om," three full deep breaths. At the end of the third one, an energy shot from the base of my body all the way up my body, out my crown, and I went into a full body orgasm. Now, two things. For one, I had actually never experienced a full body orgasm. And two, luckily, I was driving in the back road, slow, you know, like 30 miles an hour. I was able to pull off the road and really engage in the absolute ecstasy that I was feeling in my body. I was just enthralled with what was happening. And the orgasm happened to last, you know, probably a couple of minutes. When it subsided, I was on cloud nine. I was lit. I just felt so alive, so radiant, so blissed out. And I drove my car. I had to go like drive about an hour to go to the horses. And I was just like, I had the music blaring and I was just having so much fun. It was a massive contrast. It was a massive contrast to how I was living my life in that moment. I mean, I had a job I loved. I was working with horses, helping horses to feel better. I had a wonderful husband. I had children, a child, I don't remember exactly. You know, we had a house. Everything from the outside seemed great. But I was rather shut down and I wasn't aware of it. You know, the important thing that I want you to hear in this conversation today is that we don't know what we don't know. We're always seeing our reality through our particular lens. So I was seeing my reality through the lens of being shut down and numb. And so I didn't realize that I was shut down and numb until, wow, that day that I had this full body orgasm. Because for one, to experience that full body orgasm, but then two, to feel that level of aliveness. Wow, what a contrast. It really showed me that I wasn't living alive. And again, I didn't know what had happened to me. I didn't know what the energy was. I didn't know that it was Kundalini Shakti. I just kind of thought, wow, that was a crazy experience, right? And after that day, I had five, six, I don't know, something like that, 4 to 6 months of very, very challenging time in my life. I was all over the place. One minute, I would be bawling my eyes out, just so sad and emotional with sadness and grief. And the next minute, I would be raging, screaming at the top of my lungs, needing to hit pillows and stuff. And then the next minute, I would be blissed out. And, you know, honestly, like, so grateful to have had my connection to my higher self already at that point, my higher mind. Our higher self, our higher mind is a part of us that is really overseeing this incarnation. It can really see the full potential, see what we're really trying to learn, grow, experience in this life. It's you, but with a higher consciousness level. And I kept asking my higher self, Am I going crazy? My higher self said, no. Just keep letting the emotions move through your body. So I did. And again, after about 4, 5, 6 months, it started to reach an equilibrium and I started to kind of relax again. And around that time, a book came into my space, landed in my lap, called Kundalini Awakening. And the first chapter was about spontaneous Kundalini awakenings. And that's what had happened to me. And it talks about that it can lead to psychosis. It had not led to psychosis with me because I'd had my connection already to my higher self, because I was quite grounded as an individual and I was able to move with the energies, but very, very intense. And again, the contrast. I was never the same. I was never the same person after that. I couldn't go back to the way that I was living. Not only did I feel like I was already different, I had already been reborn, I also felt very, very called to become that ecstatic expression of myself. I knew that's who I innately was. There was just a sense of like, this is me, this aliveness, this radiance is really who I am. And so it started a very honest and deep journey into myself. At the end of 2017, I filed for divorce. And I also entered into plant medicine. I started working with ayahuasca. And the shaman who I was working with, he said to me, "You're an ecstatic." And I was like, "Okay, what does that mean?" You know, and he described those of us who are here to live and be ecstatic expressions. And I was like, still really, quite frankly, quite a ways from it. So I was like, great. Yay me. Not feeling it, not living it, right? He also gave me the name of Shakti Ma because he saw a lot of Shakti, Kundalini Shakti in me and my capacity to channel that energy. Again, it took me several years of deep, deep work. And I'm talking really deep work. I'm talking very, very consistent and devotional work within myself to start to really embody my own ecstatic self. And it hasn't been easy. As I say this, you know, my eyes tear up and my heart just opens because it's not easy. You know, it's not like the Kundalini awakening and then shabam, you're all like, woohoo, you know, living your great life. The truth of it is you have to face all the parts of yourself that are not allowing you to be that. Little did I know that I held deep, deep shame in my body. Shame around my sexual energy. I had been molested as a child. Shame around my feminine power. Shame around my body. Shame around my voice and my expression. Shame, 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 shame. And some of the shame wasn't even mine. Some of it was ancestral that I had inherited genetically, quite frankly, because it's genetically encoded. Some of the shame was other realities, other lives. And it was really challenging to go into my body and face these parts of myself that were extremely painful. For the most of the part, I did it on my own through the guidance of my higher self. I have had really great mentors in my life, on and off, but my best quote-unquote mentor has been my higher self, my own self guiding myself, my own self teaching me how to work with my energy. And what I've learned from this experience is just what I've been saying to you. You don't know what you don't know. as I continue to open up, it always still to this day surprises me at the level that things continue to unfold and blossom in my being. What I mean by that is, like, for instance, my nervous system, I have been actively healing since 2019. And, you know, you would think that's a good solid 4 years, probably more like 3 years. And, you know, it'd be solid by now. And it is solid. It's absolutely regulated. I have a fantastic nervous system, and I continue to open up new areas of my nervous system. I continue to open up new areas of my own wisdom, of my own intelligence, and absolutely of my own genius. Gifts keep unfolding. And I think to some people that can be kind of daunting, because it's like there's no end goal. It's continuous. But to me, it's really exciting because we get to keep evolving. We get to keep questioning what else is there. Because, you know, now I live a really joyous life. Not to say I don't have challenges, because I absolutely do. And I will be bringing them into these episodes to share them with you authentically and real AF. But there's a lot of joy, and absolutely, I'm connected to my genius. There's a flow to my reality and to my creative life force energy. And to know that there's more available is really tremendous. It just really shows that there is no top, there is no ceiling to humanity. That we're really, really special beings that get to evolve through this physical reality. So, you know, when you think that you're open, when you think that you feel, when you think you're intuitive, when you think you're all of these things, I always invite people to say, well, where am I not? Or where is there more? Where is there more availability? Where am I not fully opened? Right? Where am I not experiencing as much joy as I could be? And not from this need of always needing more, but more from this invitation of expansion and evolution. Is when I look back on the me before I got sick, I'm radically different. And every time I go through massive transformation, I'm able to look back and be like, wow, there were some things that I didn't know that now I know. But then that means that there's some things that now I don't know, right? There's always something that we don't know, that we're not aware of. And that's the joy of evolution. So staying in that place of curiosity, being willing to have the reflection of mentors is such a powerful, powerful transformational experience, because mentors, coaches, they can help us to see parts of ourselves that we can't see ourselves. And they're like our own little cheerleaders. Always right there, always rooting us on, slapping us in the face. It's always such a delight. So I wanted to bring my story here for you today of why I'm bringing this podcast to life. And if you're listening to this, this means, my love, that you are an ecstatic. If you are drawn to my energy, if you are drawn to this podcast, it means that you are an ecstatic and your potential to experience orgasms outside of sex, just waves of orgasm through your body, your, you know, availability to experience bliss, to experience life with so much quote unquote color is huge. It's really, really huge. And it's okay if you're like, not there yet, not feeling it, not even sure if what Alara is saying is right. It's all okay. Just keep allowing the transmissions to come through this podcast. I invite you. And through your higher self, through your own intuition, through your own being, to show you, to guide you to your own ecstatic excellence. I just want to thank you for being a listener. Thank you for receiving this. Thank you for being you. There is something so incredibly unique and special about you that nobody else has. And whether you're embodied in that or not, it's still who you are. You're still already it. And I'm really grateful that you exist. So thank you so very much for being here. And I think, you know, sometimes on these solo episodes, I will do activations. I think sometimes I'll bring in activations or meditations just on their own. I really want the ecstatic woman to be dynamic because we are dynamic beings. I'm a highly dynamic creator. And so who knows what's going to happen? So just know that there will be some variation. And there will also be structure and consistency and rhythm. Yay! Woo, 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 yay, 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 yay! Celebrating, 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 celebrating this space you and I now have together. Much love to you.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.